Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartman Rock and Roll bringing us back there. That's John Mellencamp. So one time known as John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, and now just John Mellencamp. Either way, I like his music. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Tom Asacker is our guest. I know, and yet again, another award for our good friend Tom Asacker. Inc. Magazine named his new book, The Business of Belief, the number one inspirational business book. That just happened about 9 days ago or something like that. And so, Tom, congratulations again. And, folks, as I said earlier, if you remember, you were treated to the first peek at this book right here on the Small Business Advocate Show before it was even a book. And so, as we've done many times, so stay with me because you get stuff here nobody else gets. Tom, thanks again for staying with us. Aclear Eye.com, is that the website? Did I say that right?
You can go there or thebusinessofbelief.com.
Oh, that's right. You got that one. Thebusinessofbelief.com. So check that out. The book is available wherever books are sold. E-book too, Tom?
E-book, and there's an audio book version probably Ooh. Coming out in January.
Did you narrate? Are you narrating that?
Yeah, and let me tell you, that was a lot harder than I thought.
It's hard work. It's hard, isn't it?
It's a lot of hard work.
It's a lot more work than people think.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Tom, thanks again for being with us. One of the things Tom's been talking to us about, folks, and that is the essence of this book, is the your relationship with change. Change is going to happen. The question is not whether it's going to happen. The question is, how is it going to deal with you? How are you going to deal with it? And the ability to manage change, but more than that, to lead change, which is what, Tom, which is what I think CEOs have to do. And every business owner is a CEO. You've got to be able to lead change. And that's something that you said earlier in the previous segment in a different way, but here's how I'm going to say it. Being able to lead change is not a means to an end. It's not something you do on Wednesdays and Fridays. It has to become a way of life. What do you think?
Well, listen, it's absolutely true today. I mean, these are crazy times, and it requires people to really be on top of all this change and to kind of move with it, you know, to surf with the crazy tides that are going up and down. I thought about this. This hit me. You know, I'm not big on sports metaphors, but I don't know if you watch the NFL, if you watch these football mm-hmm. games, but in the old days, right, the dominating teams had this thing that they would do every week, and you couldn't stop them. Whatever that thing was, they
yep.
would do it. That was their identity.
Mm-hmm.
Now you watch on the weekends, and you don't know who's going to win games, and you don't know what the team is even going to look like next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're adjusting constantly based on everything that's going on, the injuries, the personnel, what
mm-hmm.
the other team's doing.
It's a much more complicated game than it was 20 years ago.
Much more complicated. I remember yep. I was watching an analyst on a Monday night football game a while back, and the commenter was talking about a particular team's problem finding its identity. And you know what he said? He said, you find out what works after the first few games, that's your identity. So the identity isn't something that you dig up from inside. It's something you discover by changing, by doing things to see if the new things work. So that's the key. That's the key today. I mean, the big $10 word is called innovation. Forget
mm-hmm.
that. It's called changing things. Changing things.
Well, know? That's but yes. Which if you change things, though, that means you have to lead it, because if you wait too long, the change will be on you, not you on the change. So connect belief to change for us, Tom. The book is called The Business of Belief. Connect belief and change.
Well, listen, change is all about belief, right? So when you have a belief in what the marketplace is looking for, whatever it is, then your impetus as an organization, as a small business owner, as a leader, is to move forward towards that. So instead of saying, this is what I do, ask yourself in 2014 or 2014, whatever they call it, what am I changing? Look, maybe you'll use technology to change how kids are learning. Maybe you'll modify your systems and sourcing to change how people buy locally. Maybe you're trying to change how people eat, how people manage their finances, their utilities. The thing is that if you're not changing something, someone else is going to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make you irrelevant.
And I'll tell you something, and you talked about people a minute ago. You've got to, when I talk about leading change, Tom, I'm talking about leading your team to be able to deal with the change. You talk about introspection, you have to help your team become introspective, as individuals and as a team, right?
Jim, people jump on to that passion and mission to change things. Instead of somebody saying, what do you do? Oh, yeah, well, I make pizza at this guy's pizza place. Instead of saying that, what if they say, what do you do? We're trying to change how people see pizza.
Yeah.
The ingredients, the fresh ingredients, the local produce, you know, the gluten-free dough, whatever it is, give them a reason that they want to get up in the morning.
I like the meat lover special, Tom. Hey, Tom, give us a website again, please.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com. Jim.
It's an award-winning book, folks. It's got Inc.'s new award for the number one inspirational business book. Hey, Tom, congratulations, buddy. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I will.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.